Some WBFO listeners of a certain age may recall one of the jewels in Buffalo's musical crown, the Amherst Saxophone Quartet. Soon after their formation in 1978, the quartet began to receive worldwide recognition. They performed internationally and throughout the U.S., including appearances at Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center, along with performances on NPR, The Tonight Show, and CBS Sunday Morning. The ASQ commissioned many new works for Saxophone Quartet, receiving 120 in 1989 alone, and made numerous recordings for major record labels. These days, while no longer maintaining this intense pace of touring and recording, the group is still active, and they'll be performing today at the auditorium of the downtown branch of the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library as part of the Judy Summer Concert Series. I recently sat down with Amherst Saxophone Quartet founding member Steve Rosenthal. How did ASQ get started?
We were all at the University at Buffalo, which at the time was one of the two great centers of new music in the world, the other being Paris. And our teacher, the great Ed Yedzinski, who still is there, had us playing saxophone quartets and really imparted how to listen and how to play and what's important in music, that it's not the instrument, it's the music that really rules. And by 1978, we had done a bunch of auditions and kind of settled on players. And it's now some 30 or 40 years later. And Harry Fackelman is still the baritone player. He and I have been playing together regularly since before 1978. And we had relatively little change in personnel. When I was a kid and had a dream of what success would look like in the Amherst Saxophone Quartet, we got to do all those things, whether it was record multiple albums of music from the 14th century, from the classical period, from ragtime and avant-garde music, all those different things. We were on The Tonight Show when Johnny Carson was the host. We toured in places that I could never have afforded to go otherwise. And all those things were wonderful.
Who are the members of the quartet now?
On baritone, Harry Fackelman. We've been playing for the past several years with Ken Kurzak, wonderful jazz tenor player, on tenor saxophone. Dave Math, who's the alto player and does wonderful things. And I've been playing soprano for the past 10 years or so.
And what will the audience hear today?
We'll do one Baroque piece, but most of the hour-long concert will be divided between jazz and ragtime. It's music that's just fun to play. We'll be doing a bunch of pieces by jazz musicians from Miles Davis to an arranger and composer named Kellogg Johnson that I don't think anyone's heard of. He was a postal worker in Baltimore and came up to us after a concert once and said, "You guys want some arrangements and original pieces?" And they're spectacular. So we'll be doing a whole set of those. We'll be doing a bunch of pieces by one of our mentors, U.B. Blake, so ragtime. And it'll be a smattering of different ragtime composers and different jazz composers where for the jazz, there will be some improvisation from each one of the four of us and a variety of music so that people will hopefully come in and enjoy their lunch hour.
What would you say to someone who might feel they don't understand the kind of music you play?
Because of the teaching in schools today, people don't have the musical training that you need to be able to really enjoy something. Take somebody who's never been to a hockey game or a soccer game and sit them down, and they're going to not know what's going on and not have much appreciation for it. Whereas once you get to know what's going on, then it becomes much more interesting. And I think the more you know about music, the more interesting it can be, and the more you can say, "Oh, gee, that moment was really great," as opposed to, "I wasn't really paying attention."
Well, Steve Rosenthal, member of the Amherst Saxophone Quartet, thank you for being here today.
Pat Feldball, an honor.
The Amherst Saxophone Quartet will perform today at noon in the auditorium of the Downtown Library for free as part of the Judy Summer Concert Series. I'm Pat Feldball for WBFO.